You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says it's great to see New South Wales coming back to life.
It was a great day yesterday, and to see the excitement and happiness right around New South Wales as all the sacrifices that everyone has made really came to benefit businesses right across New South Wales. To see our workers back in the job, to see businesses opening up, it was a great day for the people of New South Wales.
It comes after restrictions for fully vaccinated residents of the state eased on Monday, with pubs, cafes, restaurants and retail shops opening up for those with two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. Mr. Perrottet's own photo opportunity at Watson's Pub in Sydney's Moore Park nearly cost him a fine for breaching public health orders, as he was photographed drinking from a beer while standing, which is not yet allowed. Police say they've applied discretion after speaking to the pub owner and reminding him of his obligations under the Public Health Act. The Premier thanked residents for showing respect.
Thank you to every person across New South Wales who went out yesterday, treated everybody with kindness and respect. It was a great day for our state, and we're going to have a great summer here in New South Wales.
It was a good day for residents of Western and Southwestern Sydney, who endured some of the toughest restrictions in the state. The once hotspot areas have become some of the most vaccinated in the country, with first dose vaccination reaching 90% across all LGAs. Statewide, 90.4% of people aged 16 and over have gotten their first shot, while 74% are fully vaccinated. New South Wales today recorded 360 new COVID-19 cases and a further 5 deaths. State Parliament resumes today, and Mr. Perrottet will face his first sitting as the new Premier, flagging a focus shift to economic recovery. New State Treasurer Matt Keane insists businesses will get all the help they need as they start to reopen.
Well, day two of reopening, and we're telling small business that we've got your back. We've got your back to reopen and invest for the future. We've got your back to be ready for the summer season and the bumper Christmas trading period. We've got your back to ensure that we come out of this better than we went into it. We know that we're not out of the tunnel yet, but there are still some hurdles ahead. This is about helping small business to invest with confidence, to reopen their doors and to start employing people.
Small businesses that don't qualify for payroll tax will be able to claim up to $2,000 for a range of services and charge costs, while a stock guarantee in the lead up to Christmas is aimed at boosting business confidence when it comes to purchasing. The Premier has flagged rebates of up to $20,000 for perishable goods or $10,000 for non-perishables. He says it's still too early to know the true cost of New South Wales's longest lockdown.
That's difficult to tell at this stage. I mean, we believe the restrictions that we released yesterday is around $500 million a week. You're in that time at the moment where it's very difficult to put a dollar figure on what that cost will be. But it's been $1 billion a week to some degree.
And Victoria is still battling through its own marathon lockdown, with today's daily case numbers slightly down from previous days, but not dropping below 1,000. 1,466 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases were recorded and 8 deaths. However, vaccination figures are also climbing, with first dose vaccination at 85.8%, slightly ahead of the national average, which sits at 82.4% first dose administration. The state is now pushing for overseas health workers to help bring the Delta outbreak under control. Health Minister Martin Foley says $2.5 million is being invested in recruitment.
We're investing some $2.5 million to recruit up to 1,000 healthcare workers who are currently living overseas as part of a package designed to help to ease the pressure on our hard-working, hospital-facing staff dealing with COVID. To be eligible for this program, eligible healthcare workers need to have an existing employment contract with a Victorian healthcare service and have the active professional registration in place and to be ready to travel.
He also says $255 million will be invested to support workers already on the front line.
We know that the next few months, as Victoria opens, are going to be incredibly challenging and difficult for our nurses, our midwives, our doctors, our paramedics, and in fact all of our healthcare workforce. We will see demand and challenges that our healthcare workforce has never seen before. as Victorians get back to the things they really want to do in a safe way, we will also be placing immense pressure on our healthcare workforce.
The ACT today reported 28 new locally acquired cases, and while Queensland has recorded none, they're turning their attention to vaccine rates as the state lags behind the national average. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Bunnings will now be doing a sausage sizzle and vaccination drive with participating stores across Mackay, Townsville, Bundaberg and Balby to be dishing out snags and jabs. On a federal level, National Cabinet has endorsed recommendations allowing two people to visit an aged care resident per day. However, Aged Care and Community Services Australia wants more clarity around rules for vaccination and visitation. They say it's not explicitly stated whether visitors must be fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government will start to tackle other problems linked to the pandemic, such as children's mental health.
All our advice is that this is one of, if not the world's first full national children's mental health strategy. We know this pandemic has been immensely hard on the mental health of so many Australians, but prolonged lockdown for children, for families, for parents have been an additional burden. And so one of our prime goals right throughout the pandemic has been to provide legitimate hope that there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
He says the strategy will aim to provide better care, treatment and pathways for children and parents as Australia transitions into a new phase of living with COVID-19. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.